Hi Bookworms, I'm currently here at the book launch of Untold Stories with my sister Nasira. And basically what Untold Stories is, it's different stories compiled together of people that were living in apartheid, and it's really amazing if you can hear the background. Lots of people here. We also have lots of interviews, so stay tuned. Could you please introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Chanel Fredericks and I work for the Cape Town Museum of Childhood. I am the Outreach Programs Manager.
And can you please tell me more about this event happening?
So today is World Book Day, the 23rd of April, and it's been celebrated since the 23rd of April 1995. And so what we thought we would do to celebrate World Book Day, we thought of launching our book called Untold Stories, Stories from a Different Era, just to again celebrate World Book Day and encourage reading. And yeah, so we decided to do something very different with the launch. We wanted the book to come alive, and so we dramatized the book and we worked with an organization called Project 021, who had some students who basically acted out some of parts of in the book.
And how long did it take you to plan this event?
Well, the book, I think, came to completion last year already. So we've been planning this event from last year already.
And do you enjoy reading?
Yes, I do enjoy reading. I do. I mean, I think I enjoy it more now as an adult. When I was younger, I didn't read as much as I should have, but I definitely do enjoy reading now.
And what types of books do you like to read?
For me, I like to read biographies, like books and stories that are about real life. So I enjoy that.
And is there anything else you would like to add?
I would just say that it was such a lovely event. We're so glad for everybody who came out. Thank you for you for coming to do interviews. We really appreciate that. And we just encourage people to continue reading. And if you'd like a copy of this book, just contact us at CECD, the Centre for Early Childhood Development, and we'll be happy to give you a copy.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
My name is Lumka Ndamase.
And what did you share in the book?
I shared how I grew up with my parents and my siblings.
What do you think of the book?
I think the book is a brilliant idea because it reminds us of all the olden days that we spent.
Do you enjoy reading?
I do a lot of reading.
And what types of books do you like to read?
I do read magazines, I read the Bible, I read newspapers.
Well, I was in the Sunday Times this Sunday, so that was quite exciting.
I'm going to look for that paper and look for you.
And is there anything else you would like to add?
I would like to say this is very good because it refreshes our minds also as older people, and also for the younger ones to learn from the experiences that we had.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Nasiro. Can you please introduce yourself?
I'm Sarah Misrul.
What did you share in the book?
Oh, about my early childhood and where I grew up and where I went to school, and some of the adventures of childhood.
What do you think of the book?
I don't know, something nice, something to have and to keep to, you know, just to have and to share with someone maybe about it.
Do you enjoy reading?
Oh yeah, yes I do.
What types of books?
In former days I used to love Greek myths and detective stories, but now I like to read original, you know, autobiographies or biographies.
Anything else you'd like to say?
No, I just want to say I'm glad to be here and I look forward to what's going to take place.
Could you please introduce yourself?
I'm Somama Ngabi.
What did you share in the book?
I did share all that time when I was young. I tell the book how difficult it was on that time. And that time, my father was a strong man who was working hard. We also doing some plowing, all those things, sheep and goats and everything. We plow the land, and there's a lot of stories that I can tell about that time, but we haven't got the time now.
Yeah.
So then I was worried that that time they took me to give a story. That was a very short time. A lot of stories they didn't tell. There's only few stories that I tell that day.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
My name is Joan Brookshaw. And of course now I'm an old lady. I thought this whole idea was a wonderful idea when they came for the original interview. I wasn't aware of quite how formal it was because I just chatted on, and I hope I didn't make some silly mistakes. But yes, and it's very exciting to be here, and I look forward to seeing how this has unfolded.
And what did you share in the book?
Largely about my father's childhood, and then a little bit about my life growing up. But my father's childhood in Komiki was very exciting in those days. So that's mostly what I spoke about.
And what did you think about the book?
The book, well, I haven't read it yet. I think it's a wonderful idea. And I'm really looking forward to reading it. Yeah.
Do you enjoy reading?
Yes, of course, yeah.
And what types of books do you like to read?
Oh, I suppose all kinds. Sometimes whodunits, but also biographies and those kinds of books.
And is there anything else you would like to add?
No, just that I'm delighted to be here and so looking forward to see what has been made of this whole thing.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Mr. Okerika. I was born in Constantia in 1943. I grew up there. I married there. I stay in Third Emir Lotus Road. And about the book, I think it's a very good thing that happened to us. And what I want to tell you about Constantia is, Constantia, you know, will never fail for everybody who made a lasting impression on all those who visited it. The grace and charm of Groot Constantia seem the character of Constantia Valley. The oak trees, with its lovely foresight, planted over 300 years by Simon van der Stel as the first herald of the spring. Different religion and way of life seem to form no barrier against mutual friendship and respect. Two Malay kramats, a beautiful mosque, are a constant reminder of the deeply religious way of life of this people. As I have lived in the valley of Constantia all my life, I have grown up to know every mood about the people, the flowers, the vineyards, everything. But in 1963, there was a knock on the door, and it was two white people, and they tell us that this place is now a white area, and they give us 2 years, they make us to leave the place. It was a very, very sad moment, you know? That's a story I want to tell everybody, you know?
My name is Joanne Bloch, and I interviewed the people in the book Untold Stories, and I put them together as stories.
And can you please tell me more about this book?
Well, the book concerns the childhood memories of six elderly South Africans. They are very diverse stories about growing up in the 1930s and 40s mostly, and a little bit into the 50s. So they talk about their memories of childhood.
How long did it take you to write the book?
Well, it wasn't really writing the book that took a long time. It was more interviewing the people, and it took a while. It took a few months. And then I, of course, edited the stories. That took a little while, too.
Do you enjoy reading?
I love reading.
And what types of books do you like to read?
I am particularly keen on novels. I love stories myself. But I also sometimes enjoy biographies. I like poetry. I'm a fan of all kinds of reading.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, I'd just like to encourage your listeners to read the book. The stories are really interesting, and they cover a whole lot of different experiences from the past.
Thank you.
My name is David Cornelson. I'm the founder and director of an NPO called Project 021.
And what did you share in this event?
Our organization, we basically use the disciplines of performing arts to develop young people. So we've been asked to dramatize the stories of the characters that are featured in the book. So some of our kids have been rehearsing, you know, how to dramatize what the book is all about. So our role was basically bringing the story of the people to life.
Yes. What do you think about the book?
I think the book's awesome, and I think the whole idea, the whole concept of telling untold stories is really great, because so many times you see faces and we walk past people every single day and we don't know the story behind the face. And this book has allowed that opportunity, you know, for somebody to be able to share a little bit of their life, you know, with a greater audience, which is fantastic. And it's so inspiring, you know. It's really, really an awesome concept.
Anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, that, you know, today's World Book Day. I think many people will spend their time on a different book called Facebook. And it's so cool to be able to pick up a book and gain knowledge and insight into somebody else's life, you know. Real stories, true stories, which I think is awesome. You know, I think a book like this allows you to engage with somebody. It opens themselves. It makes themselves vulnerable because they share some personal things. But it's great. It's a great way to connect people, you know. So, yeah.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
This is Yusra Nasira reporting for RX Radio.